USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson will meet during the UN General Assembly later this month. The Times UK reporting that the pair will meet for talks during the General Assembly, which starts in New York on September 21st. Biden and Johnson last spoke in person during the Group of Seven summit in June in England. Four people are injured and at least two more are unaccounted for after an explosion at an apartment complex in suburban Atlanta. At least 15 of the 20 units in the three-story building in Dunwoody, Georgia, were damaged by the Sunday explosion. Police say the cause of the blast is still under investigation, though a manager at the complex reported an order of gas to Atlanta Gas before the explosion. And the CDC released its latest set of COVID vaccine data showing that nearly 74% of all Americans 12 and older have received at least one dose. That's about 209.2 million people. In 13 states, at least 80% of the population have received at least one shot. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline is now back up to the price it was 2 weeks ago. John Clemens reports.
After falling 2 cents a gallon during the last reporting period, the national average is now back up to $3.25, an increase of 2 cents over the last week. Oil analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us about the spread from region to region.
San Francisco Bay is the high at $4.48, and the low is Houston at $2.74. Between those extremes, we have Indianapolis at $3.12, Long Island $3.23, and Seattle at $4.01.
And Daniil Medvedev denied Novak Djokovic his calendar year Grand Slam, defeating him Sunday in the finals of the U.S. Open in straight sets 6-4, 6-4, 6-4. The win gives Medvedev his first major title and gains him a measure of revenge against Djokovic, who defeated him back in February in the finals of the first major of the year, the Australian Open. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo.
You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Call right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will testify Monday in front of the House Foreign Affairs Committee on the U.S.'s withdrawal from Afghanistan, a venture many on both sides of the political spectrum say was mismanaged. Congressman Adam Kinzinger says the American people just want someone to take responsibility. The Illinois Republican tells CBS's Face the Nation that the Secretary of State should be the first one to step up.
I think there's a lot of people that bear blame, and the Secretary of State is one of these. And I think it would be nice, and keep in mind, even under the prior president, I would say this exact thing, for some people to just take responsibility. That's what the American people want, is somebody to stand up and say, look, this is on me. We know, obviously, that there's detailed planning that's not always on. But in the case of the Secretary of State, when we began to see the collapse of the Afghan military, which actually started with the threats that the Taliban were doing on these night letters against Afghan leaders and Afghan military leaders saying, the U.S. is leaving, we're going to kill your family unless you give up your arms. When we began to see that fall apart, that's when the order should have been given to basically enter a defensive posture, get everybody out we can, and not have to wait to 3 days prior. Because a lot of us were watching this happen, we were talking about it, and it's like wasn't a surprise to many of us.
In early finals on the first Sunday of the new NFL season, the Steelers scored all of their points in the second half to beat the Bills 23-16, and rookie Evan McPherson of the Bengals hit a 33-yard field goal as the overtime period expired to beat the Vikings 27-24. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.